Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MDM, Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong? We have a very exciting show to share with you today. But as always, we want you to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And we've been on the air since 2000, proving this with our cases. And is there anything you want to add?
No, just tell them our phone number.
It's 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Let's get to our first guest.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Anne-Marie. Welcome, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Anne-Marie.
Welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today.
Oh, I'm happy to do so. If I can just reach one person out there, it is well worth it.
Yes.
First, it is well worth it.
Yeah,
let's have a little history because you've been coming to see Dr. Tong actually since 1998. Tell us a little bit about what you went through with that before
the first time.
The first time I went to see Dr. Tong, I had had an upper respiratory bronchial infection for a year and a half. I had gone to 5 different specialists. I had been checked out head to toe with Scripps Institute down in La Jolla. None of them could figure out what was wrong with me. And I was living on antibiotics. And every time I went off the antibiotics, within 3 days, I was very sick in bed. And each doctor told me I would just have to spend the rest of my life on antibiotics, that it was just an incurable lung infection.
Well, the tests were all normal.
All normal. Every
single... Well, then how do they tell it's an infection?
The only reason they could say it was an infection because I did respond to antibiotics. I would get better, not 100%, but I would get better. I could, you know, move about the day. I could function. But 3 days after being off the antibiotics, and it didn't matter what antibiotics they gave me, I would be really sick again.
You were still coughing when I first saw you.
Yes,
a lot.
Coughing, very difficult to breathe. And just the pain, this heavy pain.
Yeah, even with the antibiotics.
Even with the antibiotics, this heavy pain. I felt like somebody was sitting on my chest all the time.
Okay. And you were also diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, is that right?
Yes, chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia.
So
we've, you know, I just figured, well, this has got to be part of the chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. You know, it was just all together, but this was, I had had chronic fatigue syndrome years before that, and I'd never had this bronchial problem. This was just a new...
A new development.
Yes.
By the way, one does not cause another. They're all both symptoms. They're all symptoms. They don't cause each other.
I see.
Yeah, they're all symptoms.
They're all different symptoms.
So yeah. Then in 1998, which is over 10 years ago, then how did you find out about Dr. Tong?
I don't know. I'm trying to even think. Mm-hmm. A doctor recommended and just say, you know what, there's nothing we can do for you. You may want to try Chinese medicine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
did you try acupuncture before?
I had tried acupuncture before, and I said, mm-hmm. well, I've already tried that, mm-hmm. and it didn't work. They said,
how long did you try it?
Let's see. I started doing Chinese acupuncture in September of 1987 is when I first started.
Oh.
Okay. So actually for 10 years before you even came to see Dr. Tong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. And it still didn't take care of the problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it helped, but it still,
right.
you know.
Okay.
And then when I came to Dr. Tong, I'll never forget it.
Yes. I never either.
Well, doctor, I remember you said you've had a lot of sadness in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, no, probably not any more than anybody else. You said, no, you've had a lot of sadness in your life. That's why you have a lung infection that won't go away. Your chi is blocked.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you started your treatment, and, you know, this is something I'd like the listener to really understand. This isn't just typical acupuncture. This isn't. I mean,
acupuncture.
This is like acupuncture that took its vitamins and said its prayers. I mean, you know? I mean,
a hammer hit on your head, yeah.
This is phenomenal acupuncture, because if you're thinking at home, oh, I've tried acupuncture, it didn't work. No, 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 this is different. This is beyond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how did you feel? I mean, how long did it take? I mean, what happened, basically?
Okay, to clear up that infection that I had had for a year and a half, within 2 months it was completely gone. I immediately felt better,
mm-hmm. yes.
immediately. But I was still taking the antibiotics just almost out of fear, thinking, mm-hmm. oh, my God, if I go off of them.
Mm-hmm.
But and actually, within 3 weeks, I started weaning myself off the antibiotics
mm-hmm.
because I just knew.
Yeah, feeling better, yeah.
I was just feeling better. I was stronger, and I understood what the doctor was saying. I was so used to having that heaviness in my chest,
mm-hmm.
it became normal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. that's how you feel, yeah.
You feel, because you forget what it's like to feel good.
Yes.
Right, right, right.
And then after the treatments, when I could, my chest would open up and I could breathe, I thought, oh my gosh, this is the way I'm supposed to feel.
Yes. And I wasn't even that good then.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you were.
You're good.
I'm a lot better. Let's
you're being
right, yeah.
very
yeah.
humble, doctor. You're being very, very humble. But
I'm
no,
a lot
were,
better today, so I'm not humble.
You know, oh, okay. But no, and you know what? If it weren't for you, I would still be on antibiotics. And you know, that destroys the body over
absolutely.
Time. I mean, there
absolutely.
All sorts of other problems.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just explain one thing, why antibiotics so bad. Your lung have traffic jams. You don't have circulation to your lung. So when you take antibiotic, it goes everywhere else,
except
to your stomach, to your kidney, to your...
Except to where it needs to go.
Except where to the lung. Okay, so you kill off all the good
normal
bacteria,
your
but
gut.
Not kill off yeah. enough the disease-causing germs. So the patient gets weaker and weaker, and then sooner or later the antibiotic will not work.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yes, your traffic jam problem.
Yes. So now, let me just do a little call out. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, so for the past 10 years, you've been coming on and off, basically.
Yes.
That infection never came back, correct?
No, never.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never came back.
Right. Now, last year you came, though, after a death of a very... a loved one of yours, right?
Yes, yes.
And actually, you came 3 or 4 times, and actually, it was kind of difficult for us to get you better. Is that correct?
because I was grieving from the loss of someone I lost. Someone I loved died of cancer, and I was just so emotionally broken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a weak lung system. They're hard for you to handle sadness.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yes.
And your boundaries, too, I think. Your boundaries are not as good as they should be with other people.
You, Dr. Elaine, you gave some very good insight and advice to me about having healthy boundaries and how it does affect you physically when you don't have healthy boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about you coming back last week.
Yes. I practically crawled into your office.
Oh.
I was so weak.
We better put some carpet there. You would crawl.
Yeah, a little carpet pad.
Red carpet.
For me to crawl in. Yeah.
Now you had the flu, is that correct?
I had the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And
for how long?
I was just, but it was even more than that. I had been taking pain medication. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, which I shouldn't have been doing, but I did, which caused constipation. Because one thing about Western medicine, it has all these other side effects.
And you never cure the problem.
Yeah.
And it never cures the problem. It just adds on more problems.
Yeah.
So you crawled in, you said.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Crawled
in.
How long did you have the flu for?
I had been really down for about a couple of weeks, actually.
Okay.
I've really been so sick and so weak that just laying in bed, I felt like I could hardly move. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was that bad.
Okay.
And then I also had another problem that I didn't even tell you about, and that's osteoarthritis and a bad joint in my foot. Mm-hmm. I didn't even tell you about that problem. Mm-hmm. I was just talking about the weakness and the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then you gave me a treatment, and after the second shot, the second injection, I could just feel my body. It's like somebody had turned on an electrical switch. It's like the movement, the energy started moving in my body.
Yeah, you responded very quickly.
Give a little secret here. We have found an incredible herb company, Chinese herbs, and also homeopathic. We put those energy, we test each patient now for the energy that enhance their energy to make the finger stronger. And then we put those energy into the syringes.
Yes.
And then we inject the solution into your meridians where the energy travel in the energy channels and immediately support your lungs, support whatever is weak.
It's like instant, I think.
It's instant. It's spontaneous.
Yes.
It's like phenomenal. And I have never in my life had anything work.
Including my past treatment.
Even including your past treatment.
Yeah, exactly.
Doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
like this is just phenomenal.
So the people who is listening to us for a long time, this herb company really is another big breakthrough for us.
Yeah. It is a breakthrough.
Exactly. And
enhances our treatment.
In fact, last week I was testing a patient, a new patient with terminal liver disease. She had a belly full of liver fluid in her belly, and she could not pee for days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put down the herbs and test her, and her finger becomes so strong. But before I gave her a treatment, she said, I got to go to the bathroom. And she she did.
Yeah.
And then after the treatment, she pee more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she feels so much better. Yes.
Yes. These herbs are phenomenal.
Tell me how your sinuses and all that are doing.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
Yes.
They are doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, if you take this herb for a long time, for a while, Anne-Marie, you would be much stronger to handle sadness.
She already is.
Yeah, you won't be able to. The other sad event will not affect you like the past.
Within a week.
This is so incredible. Yeah.
Yes, the difference in how I feel within a week is amazing. Yeah. It amazes me.
You respond pretty quick. I mean, your response is pretty phenomenal. Not everyone responds like you, but but the potential is there because I responded that quickly as well.
Yeah, but so far, all the patients, we're putting everybody on this kind of herb.
Yeah, because they test so strong for it. Yeah.
And this is very helpful in between treatments.
Right.
To support the health and to get more improvement before the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the people who cannot afford our treatment, can come in for herbs. alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, never
and
helped
those
them.
Herbs are your herbs. They're very reasonably priced.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And the very cheap. Let's
no,
put it this
they
way.
Are. Yeah, yeah, they're cheap. I mean, they're literally cheap. When you think about what Chinese
exactly.
herbs, they're cheap, and they are five times the strength.
Exactly.
At least five times
yeah,
the strength.
Exactly.
It's like,
yeah. It's very exciting.
There's no comparison. These
yeah.
are like. This is like finding gold.
Yes, yes.
Now
yeah.
tell me, now you came in for one more treatment this week, and you
yes.
still had, you actually you came down with a little stomach intestinal flu. How are you
yes.
feeling now?
I'm feeling much, much better. Yeah. And let me tell you, before if I would get the flu, I would be down at least a week to 10 days. That's
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, just in bed and my pajamas feeling bad. No, no, mm-hmm. it came down in a day.
That's
about a
wonderful.
Day and a half, I'm back up. And that is just, that's unheard of. For me.
Yeah.
Okay, the message out there, okay, forget about vaccines. No vaccine, no antibiotic, no Western drugs. I'm telling you, okay,
yeah.
if the American people do not catch on, the Chinese people will.
You know,
one more thing. Then tell us about your joint, too, after
okay,
last
like
week's
that,
treatment.
Because that's something, as us baby boomers start to age, this is something that really, okay, when I, okay, I have to have joint replacement surgery from years of wearing high heels and just the wear and tear on the ball of my foot, on my right foot.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't even mention it to you because I'm thinking, well, there's nothing that can be done there, you
uh-huh.
know. When I got up to leave, I noticed my joint moved.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
she was moving it.
Done. And I no longer walk with a limp.
Yes.
Because you opened up the chi, the energy channels throughout my body that
yeah.
it even improved a problem that you weren't even aware of.
That's right.
That's
see,
right.
the way we treat the patient is to restore health. And you just don't
body.
Focus on one area.
Right.
The
no,
whole person needs to be treated
right.
body, mind, and
yeah.
spirit.
And that was just
right.
after last week's treatment, the first
that
one.
Yes.
There's only two
and
treatments.
After the first
treatments.
One.
What, the first one? Oh.
After the first one.
Yes.
Yes. And also, before these treatments, my foot would just throb.
Mm-hmm.
It was just this constant throbbing pain. My foot doesn't hurt anymore.
That's wonderful.
That's partly because of herbs, too.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
injections.
Yeah, you definitely respond phenomenally
yeah.
quickly and because you're very intuitive and in tune with your body. So
you know,
anyway, we're going to have to follow up with you again because
okay.
yeah,
and
okay.
you need to keep with your treatments now. Keep
oh,
coming
I will.
Regularly.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I will. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're going to be a new person. You're already
she
a
already
new
is.
Person. Yeah.
I'm already
absolutely.
A new person. I'm just going to get stronger and stronger
yeah.
and well, healthier and
yeah.
healthier.
We can hear
all
it in your voice.
This is very exciting.
Yeah, can you tell in my voice?
You don't sound like yeah. an asthmatic or that you have
you
chronic infection.
You don't sound like a baby boomer. You really don't.
Oh,
I thought you were like 30 years old.
Oh,
no.
Well, I feel 30.
Yes.
Thanks to you.
Anne-Marie, thank you so
thanks.
Much for joining
you're
us today.
You're welcome.
And
you're
have
welcome.
A great time on your trip, and we'll
oh,
see you when you
will.
Get back.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
have
bye
a great
bye.
Weekend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Let's get to our next guest.
Good.
Wendy. Welcome, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. Thank you for taking the time to share your story with us today.
Sure.
Why don't you give us a little, quick little recap of what you've been suffering from and then how you came to see us and what you've experienced.
Well, I have a Chiari malformation, and I've been suffering a long time with a lot of symptoms as a result of that, and mainly headaches, migraines, and a lot of downtime due to that. And what actually brought me to actually come in was a broken foot, just a simple metatarsal break on my left foot. I broke it coming down the stairs in the middle of the night, and it was initially just a simple thing, but because of the location and the weight bearing and the activity, they thought, you know, it could take in excess of 8 weeks to heal. And then about 2 weeks into that, I got into a car accident, and
mm-hmm.
I further complicated it by splitting the bone all the way up. And at that point, they were saying, well, it looks like it's probably going to need a pin, and that's, you know, a lot more downtime and a lot more pain. And so I had come for treatment, and I told the doctor, he said that was basically my option was to give it a couple weeks to see if it would heal, but if it didn't, then we would be looking at surgery. And so I said, well, how about give me 6 weeks and I'll come back, and I'm quite confident that it'll heal.
Very smart.
Yes.
She's
and
a smart girl.
And he looked at me like I was crazy.
Yes.
And sent me on my way. And so I went back just yesterday, actually, for my appointment.
How many treatments have you had?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. And
she had four.
He took an x-ray, and as I was sitting in the room, I could hear the doctor. He had another doctor who had been trailing him, and I could hear him say, hey, grab the surgery consult chart. This is that girl who told her she was going to come back healed. We'll see how that went. Then the nurse walks by, and he goes, oh, no, she's in plain shoes, I think. And he goes, yeah, that doesn't impress me. She was in plain shoes before. And he goes, no, I'm not talking tennis shoes. I'm talking heels. They don't look very comfortable. And he goes, well, we'll see. And then he walked in, and he put the x-ray up, and he looked at me, and he looked at my foot, and he asked me to take off my shoe, and he was pressing around on it. And I said, I actually wore these shoes because they're the only shoes where if I get it at the right angle, I can kind of feel a little bit where it used to be, but pressing around on it, you're not going to trigger any pain. So if you want, I can put the shoe on and try to find it for you. And he goes, are you kidding me? And I said, no, I'm serious. And he looked at it, and he goes, that's not the same foot. And I go, I didn't bring any other feet. And he said, not only is it, like, healing, like, you can see how the bone is growing back together, but he said, that's an unremarkable amount of just density and grown bone. That's what that stuff is there that you see. And I said, yeah. And he said, and how? This has got to be more than just being a woman of your word. And I said, yeah, I told you I was going to see Dr. Tong and about it. And he goes, then all of a sudden he was like, well, what kind of therapy does he do? What exactly does he do?
Magic.
And so I told him, and he said, that's amazing. He said, I would be very interested in getting his information. He said, that's amazing. And he said, how long did it take the pain to resolve? And I said, after the first treatment, it was substantially better. After the second one, I was completely wearing, you know, my shoes. I went on vacation, wore all the shoes that I wanted, walked quite a bit.
And I didn't really even focus on your foot that much, to be honest.
Actually, Dr. Elaine treated you all this time. Yeah, so
yeah.
I treated her
you
for
treated
time?
Her one time.
Oh, one time?
But
okay.
Not the first time. I treated
Alzheimer's. I forgot. Okay.
So really, within less than 2 months, actually probably a month, it had healed because the pain was already gone after the second treatment, right?
Yeah.
You know why it heals? Because all our treatment doing is improving circulation to different area. On our previous patient, we improved the circulation, opened up the traffic jam to the lung.
Mm-hmm.
So the pneumonia get resolved. And then we treated your heel. And then you improve the circulation there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you heal. And when I first treated you, we didn't have this herb company. Now, with she on the herbs?
Yeah, we started you on that today, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Today only. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Today,
okay. You're going to see remarkable effects on it.
Well, Wendy is also very intuitive. So, you know, I'm actually surprised that there's actually even, he said that there was even more bone density than a normal foot, right? I mean,
yes.
that it was growing.
Yeah, he said that he would have expected at best to see, like, maybe we were making progress as far as the bones coming back together. But he really doubted that just because of my history and my, you know, my lack of bone density and the fact that I'm on the foot and I've got two children, I'm active and I wasn't in class from the get-go. I have
right.
a lot of things working against me.
Right, that's
so
another thing. You didn't
have that kind of bone density regrowth in just a 6 week period of time is really remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you bring the right x-ray?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Basically it was a fracture upon a fracture. And
it was just like a slight fracture that turned into kind of a more complicated fracture, almost a break, but not, I guess they call it a spiral fracture because it wasn't straight across.
Right,
it was like down the line, the side.
Two injuries.
Right. And then you did not put it in the cast.
I did not. No, I didn't stay in the cast because the whole thing was you were improving the circulation. And I thought, well, the cast is just going to restrict it.
Yeah.
So, now, what about your other issues? How are those doing as we're treating you?
Ironically, so I asked him. I had my thumb on the steering wheel, and it kind of just got pulled a little bit. I thought, oh, that's minor. That's no big deal. So when I went for the broken foot, I didn't think anything about the thumb. But I thought it would heal, you know, in no time. But it actually started to get worse over time. And so I asked him, well, now that I know I'm not just being a baby, can you do me a favor and look at my hand and tell me what's going on there? And he said, oh, wow, that's definitely a torn ligament. It's torn pretty far up and pretty well. It might have been a Barrett's break at one point. But he said, I would definitely go have an x-ray done, and then I would encourage you to go back and get treatment. and and then we'll re-x-ray it, and then you'll have a second testimony.
Great. We'll win.
And then, he said, with regard to my neck, he said, I think anybody in the medical profession would agree that the neck with the Chiari and all that is kind of beyond any sort of therapeutic means. I mean, surgery would be, and if that would even give you relief is questionable. So he said, if you go get an x-ray for that, and then go through the treatment, and you find relief for that, and you come back to me, I will personally guarantee you that I will send my patients to him before I will even work on them.
We got to record that and send it to him, yeah.
Yeah,
because,
I know.
Because we can relieve you.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what the Chiari malformation, so that listener can know?
Yes, a Chiari malformation is basically it's herniation of your cerebral tonsils in your brainstem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like having the bottom portion of your hindbrain, your brainstem, droop into your neck area or your
yes.
cervix
mm-hmm.
area.
Through the hole, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
so
terrible,
it can be either like, you know, coming, it could be as a result of being pulled down.
Yes.
But it can also be, they say that supposedly it's connected with some congenital features that incorporate having a small posterior cranial fossa. However, I do not have a small. My posterior cranial fossa is not smaller than normal. So they try to kind of get off on saying that they're usually congenital, but I think that mine was definitely acquired, and maybe there was a genetic predisposition that I had towards having this sort of an injury, but I definitely don't think it's something I was born with.
And the thing is, you know, your symptoms didn't really come until you started having a lot of emotional stress.
That's right.
Not
from that.
Yeah.
That's another
symptom.
And
not only that, the trauma in itself that caused it, I think, was very emotional involving, because I was under a lot of stress in school. I didn't have medical insurance. I broke my nose. I totaled my car, and they literally just left me sitting there gurgling on my butt on the side of the road, you know.
Yeah.
I was 2 hours away from home, no family. And then to go through that, and then years later realize that I had actually fractured all the teeth in my mouth.
Mm.
And so slowly I lost my teeth. I lost bone in that area. I got TMJ. And it didn't get caught.
Yeah. So we're going to have to catch up with you when we treat you more to see how you progress with
and
that.
And I want to let you know that your Chiari malformation can be cured.
Yes.
Oh, I absolutely believe that.
I believe you too. Yeah.
We're going to have to catch up with you next time again, and you can follow up. We'll follow up with your thumb and with your neck and everything else. I'm so happy about your foot, though.
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yes.
Everything, yes.
I am too. Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, Wendy. We'll talk to you soon. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.